Hey there, everybody. It's Tippy Southcloud, your dumpster kitty extraordinaire, coming at you live from the rug shop. I'm in a pretty good mood today, which is good, because I've been, like, not in a good mood for a while. I mean, summertime sadness gets you sometimes. The heat of summer just pounding down on you kind of makes you sad. It's been a weird past few weeks, and of course, the passing of Virginia did not help anything. A lot of our town is in mourning. We all feeding off of each other, walking around. So sad about him. But there's going to be a memorial for him, and I'm excited to go. Mostly since I heard the news and immediately went on this bender of, like, biking from bar to bar crying. The most unhealthy, well, not unhealthy, the most unsafe thing you can do when you are struck by this wave of grief that is just so intense that you don't know what to do with yourself. Let me tell you what not to do. Don't get drunk and bike around and cry at the same time. It's a really great way to get hit by a car, but I did not, and I am here, and I'm feeling good, and I've been trying to moderate my drinking, and I was really sad, drank a lot that day, kind of pulled it together, drank a bunch on Saturday, though. I just went out to my camper, even though it has no electricity, it has electricity, except for it's in the frame of the camper. None of the lights will turn on. The air conditioner won't turn on, no. But if I touch my hand to the door, yeah, my hand will get electrocuted. So, you know, something. I was trying to figure that out. I think my good friend's going to come out today to help me with that. But, yeah, I've been trying to moderate my drinking. I went out there that Saturday. I was okay, kind of, for the rest of the week after I heard about Virginia. And then Saturday, I was just like, I can't take it, man. I'm, like, in this house with three boys. They're great, but Jesus Christ, I need some alone time. And I'm stressing, so I went out to the camper and just, I don't know, just felt like a cowgirl just sitting there looking at the stars, pissing in the grass, drinking my six-pack, reading my book. It was great. But the next day, holy shit, I was so depressed. Like, you drink a bunch of fucking beer, you get depressed. That's how it is. That's the fucking story. And so that's what happened. And so now I'm trying to moderate again. And I'm doing a pretty good job. Been working out a little bit. And I feel better. And when you feel better, I'm also a little caffeinated right now. Okay, but that's okay. So when you feel better, you get to think about some of the things that you're grateful for. One thing that I'm grateful for, I just had this experience with this guy who walked into the store. I love how in this business, well, at this store, the customer is not always right. In fact, the customer never has to be right. Unless you feel like letting them be right, kind of. Like, if you walk into our store and you're awesome and you're just a really nice person, we're like, hey, we love you. Let's show you some stuff, you know? And we don't even really, a lot of times we don't even really care if you have a lot of money or not a lot of money. If you're nice, we're like, let's show you some stuff. Let's hang out. Let's be cool. If you suck, it doesn't even matter how much money you have. I mean, sometimes we'll be like, well, we're going to make thousands of dollars. We'll try and be nice. But we don't always. We're just not nice if we don't want to be nice. And I love that because thank God. Thank God I have this job in this town. I'm sure it's everywhere, and I'm sure that it happens to a lot of people, but I get this overwhelming feeling as a young white woman who's relatively pretty, you know, I get it, I can't tell you exactly if it's, I'm not talking very well. But sometimes being here in this town and looking the way I do, sometimes it really makes me feel like there's like this unspoken rule that it's my job to like look pretty, be nice, and have no needs and be like just kind of subservient, you know? Like, oh, are you gonna do that? Oh, that's fine. Oh, that was really rude, but that's okay. I'll hold my tongue. Like, I mean, I do. I feel like there's this like pressure to be this like flat two-dimensional thing, and it's called like subtle microaggressions, whatever. But people don't like it. I really don't like it when you call them out or just say no, or I don't know. I'm rambling. I do that. That's like exactly what the Dumpster Kitty Diaries are for. But I don't think I have to go on much further. I think those of you who have had those standards put on them unfairly know exactly what I'm talking about. Generally, I would say women, you know. I mean, men, I think there's a pressure to be sort of two-dimensional, but in a different sort of way. Like, you may not be able to like talk about your feelings as much, but you can be aggressive about your space, kind of, and be like, no, you're not doing that, you're not pulling that with me, I'm not letting that happen, you know. I think they can be a little bit more programmed to stand up for themselves, you know. And that's what I like about this job, because number one, not many people in this town know as much about carpets as I do, or, you know, maybe one or two people in the world know more about this particular store than I do, you know, the owner and the guy who worked here for 10 years. These are the only ones. So as far as it goes, my word is law, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful because I think if I worked many other places, that would be a luxury that I would not have. And I mean, I have worked other places, and often it's not a luxury that I have. And I think that people like me because of my strong personality at first, because it's, I guess, entertaining. But I don't think that bosses in particular, or certain customers who are just used to people being like, oh yeah, you're right, I mean, you're walking in with the authority that everything you say is correct and that you deserve whatever it is you think that you're entitled to, I must bow down to that. I don't do that very often. I'm nice when people are nice, and if you suck, then I will let you know. And that is not the best for customer service, you know? If people are nice, I'm the best customer service person ever. It's that holding your tongue when they suck, that part, oof. I have not done so well with in the past. So anyways, that's all. This is not a very informative podcast, but I hadn't posted in a while or recorded in a while, and I'm just trying to be fairly consistent, and this is when the inspiration struck. All right, so on other news, my business is going well, except for the fact that obviously it's not really a business quite yet, but I've been working on parts of it, aspects of it, to move it along, and that work as well is so refreshing. Man, it's so refreshing. I love it. I'm glad. I'm so excited. Things are inching along, you know, like getting my drinking together, getting my mental health together, getting my finances together, getting my living situation together. And then at the end of that, not really at the end of it, but once I'm strong enough, then hopefully I'll just be able to like run this business that I designed in a meditation about a year ago. Can you believe it? A meditation. Anyways, I can't wait. I don't even want to give you the details. I don't know. I like it as a little secret. I think it's fun if it's kind of mostly a little secret and everybody's like, what's she holding back? What's she not telling us? It'll be fun to reveal. Hopefully everybody likes it. I know they will. Truth is I do. Because I was spoken to by my higher, what's it called? Like my higher power, there's nobody out there to tell me what I'm trying to talk about. Spirit guide? Yeah, my spirit guide. So it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Really great, grateful to be making progress with that. I'm feeling just grateful to feel okay and normal and human and alive today. None of us, I don't think any of us get that luxury every day. Sometimes we just feel like big fat piles of shit just sitting there, taking up space. And we just hope that we will feel better the next day so that we can work enough to make ends meet and survive in this crazy world. All right, that's all I'm going to say today. I hope y'all are doing really good. I hope y'all are staying super strong. I feel like I've heard rumors that Mercury is in retrograde right now, but I don't really know. I just don't. But if it is, I'm sorry, y'all. I hope it's not messing up with your chi. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do believe in it. Okay. I gotta sew this rug. I've been working on this really beautiful flat weave Kaleem. And it has more, I've never seen, I don't see that much white in rugs very often, but this one is the most beautiful usage of the color white that I've ever seen in a rug. It's gorgeous. I wish you guys could see it. I named it Snow Bunny. I did. Okay, be good. Do something kind for somebody today. And do something kind for yourself. All right, have a good one. This is Tippy Southcloud, Dumpster Kitty Extraordinaire, signing off. I'll see you by the dumpster when I'm asking for some table scraps. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.